We'll celebrate a little history this week on the July 8th, 2017 Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the not-so-lavish studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this Rain Report. On June 11th, 2015, Amateur Radio Newsline co-founder Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, became a silent key after 37 years of writing and editing what started out as Westlink Amateur Radio News in 1977. On July 10, 2015, a month later, Newsline listeners were introduced to a new copy editor. It sounded something like this.
Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1967 with a release date of Friday, July 10th, 2015.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, from Topeka, Kansas, here is Skeeter Nash, N5ASH. And from New Orleans, Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
Many of you listening are by now aware that Amateur Radio Newsline lost our co-founder, executive producer, lead news writer, and friend, Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. Bill became a silent key on June 11th after a series of health setbacks over the previous 6 months. For more than 37 years, Bill was at the helm of these news bulletins and led an all-volunteer team of amateur radio enthusiasts, many with a background in broadcasting, who were dedicated to distributing the latest news about the hobby and service of ham radio. Just days before his passing, Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, and I shared a conference call with Bill to discuss the future of Newsline. I told Bill about an email I received from a ham who was very interested in volunteering to take on the task of writing each week's newscast script, something Bill had done almost exclusively since its inception as Westlink Amateur Radio News in September of 1977. After hearing her qualifications and background, Bill's words were, and I quote, "Hire her." So now, please join the entire Newsline staff in welcoming aboard Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, as our new lead news writer. Karen lives on Long Island, New York, and holds a general class ham license. As her QRZ.com profile says, she's a writer, editor, and an equestrian and wildlife rescuer.
Now, 2 years later, Karen is reflective about her first 2 years at the helm of AR Newsline. Rains Hapali, KC9RP, caught up with Karen a week before this Rain Report was posted.
When you look at your first 2 years, what kind of report card do you give yourself?
Well, I would ask the members of my team to do that. I think I'm still a work in progress. I'd like to think I'm a B or a B+ with room for improvement.
Are you where you wanted to be, or is Newsline where you wanted to be in the aftermath of the passing of Bill Pasternak?
When I took over HAP, and I hate the phrase took over because nobody takes over, you just kind of jump in. I wasn't sure where we were going. What I had hoped to do was continue Bill's mission as I best understood it. I'm not sure at the very beginning that I knew where we were going. I didn't have goals that were very specific. I knew the direction we had to go in was specifically to continue Bill's mission. That was really my only personal goal. I knew that we had to continue to tell the story of the amateur community worldwide. That was important to me. How we were going to do that, I expect, was going to evolve over time, just by looking for the stories and talking to people, and talking to anybody who would talk to us, that it would reveal itself over the course of time.
Newsline was approaching 30 minutes in length each week. How long is Newsline these days?
Newsline is 20 minutes long, usually, unless we have a special report. And with a special report, we'll add on another 10-minute segment. But Newsline is typically 2 10-minute segments separated by an ID break, which works really well. And I should say, this was a decision Bill had made shortly before he took so sick. He was discussing a change in format with Skeeter and with Don. He felt it would work better. People are busy. People don't always have time to sit and listen to a half hour because there is a lot to choose from in terms of listening. What this means for us, HAP, is that our news reports are going to be shorter. A reporter, instead of having a 4 or 5 minute report, may do only a 2 or 3 minute report. That's okay. We're not necessarily shortchanging the subject matter. We're just choosing our sound clips a little more wisely and editing a little more tightly. That's a good thing, I think. People do not want to listen for much more than 20 minutes. Again, if I can draw an analogy with newspapers for a moment, typically your newspaper stories are shorter now. Instead of being 1,000 words, they're 500 words. Even TV commercials, you may remember back when your typical TV commercial was 60 seconds. They are now 30 seconds or even less, because people are just not going to sit and listen or watch for that long. It just doesn't happen anymore. There's a lot of competition for people's attention. The other thing to consider too, HAP, is content. There are a lot of podcasts out there in the universe. Some of the stories that we give our listeners may, of necessity, duplicate, at least in subject matter, what other podcasts offer. We like to think we offer a little more, maybe some added value with a Newsline report on the same subject. But by and large, we don't want to duplicate what people can hear elsewhere. There's just a lot going on. So we can afford to keep the newscast 20 minutes and pick and choose what we'd like to tell folks.
How do you pick and choose what you're going to use when you have so much today to choose from?
Good question. Some of it is it relevant? Is it relevant? Well, yeah, if there's a new position in the FCC, even though 5 or 10 other podcasts may announce it, we might announce it too. There's a new commissioner on the FCC. We will tell that story. We may not devote a lot of time to it, but we will let folks know, because not everybody will listen to all the other podcasts. So is it relevant is one issue. Another question I ask is, strange as this may sound, is it fun? We've had some pretty quirky stories on Newsline, and we enjoy sharing them with the listeners. If it's fun and we can bring a smile to someone's face, like that chicken sandwich that was launched in a high-altitude balloon, we ended a newscast with that a couple of weeks ago. Do people need to know that there are airborne chicken sandwiches? Probably not. But it's kind of a fun thing to hear on a newscast. So we included that. Is it something people will want to know? Probably. If it's quote-unquote news you can use, anything perhaps dealing with what some of the states are passing as the hands-free law with communications devices, that's been an issue because some people who use their cell phones now have to do hands-free. But what's the impact on amateur radio if you have mobile radio in your car? So those are three of the main questions I ask. And that goes for local news as well as global news, because the definition of Newsline is that being a global newscast, everything is local, whether the news is coming from Jakarta or the UK or the United States. We try now to not necessarily think of ourselves only as a U.S. newscast. The intro even says from around the world, and that's really our base now. It's from around the world. We're proud of that.
The thoughts and musings of Karen Murray, KD2GUT, who has had the unenviable task of filling some large journalistic shoes of the co-founder of Amateur Radio Newsline, Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, who became a silent key on June 11, 2015. We'll conclude our conversation with Karen in a moment. These Rain Report podcasts update Saturdays on therainreport.com, on Twitter at @therainreport, and via iTunes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
You write copy for a local newspaper. How is that different from writing copy for Newsline?
Another excellent question. I'm now actually copy editor at a major daily. I haven't really written for print for the paper in a long time, but I had a 25-plus year career doing that, plus at another paper, and it is extremely different writing for radio than for print. First of all, when you write for print, you're writing, in a sense, for information first. Unfortunately, you also have to write for search engine optimization on the internet because a lot of stuff's going out on the web. But for radio, you write for the ear. You write for what people are going to hear first that's going to hook them in. And most importantly, if you're asking somebody else to read copy that you have written, give the people a chance to breathe. Don't write a sentence that goes on for 5 or 6 or 7 lines so that they're wheezing by the time they get to the end of the sentence. You need to let them come up for air. And so you need to write the way people talk. And we are at Newsline really having a conversation with our listeners. And our correspondents and our anchors are talking to listeners the way you and I are talking right now. And we want the cadence to be natural.
How do you determine from week to week who's going to read what?
Sometimes the stories arrive in our inbox, in our amateur radio newsline, our arnewslinetips@gmail.com. Sometimes people deliver these stories to us and want us to report them. And after we check them out, we write about them. Sometimes they're little gems that show up on social media. And those can be fun and quirky. And we use those. I've often said the greatest news in the world does not arrive via press release. But sometimes you will get news that should be reported that arrives via press release because we are also public service. And public service means getting the word out on things that people need to know. And sometimes that does arrive via press release.
Newsline, of course, is heard both on repeaters and simplex nets. It's also available punching it up on the internet. Do you have any numbers as to what percentage the internet listenership is compared to hams that actually rely on Newsline through a local RF net of some sort?
I wish we could measure it. I'm sure there are metrics somewhere that would reveal that. I don't know that we track it specifically. Obviously, anything that goes out over the repeaters, we can't track because it's out there in the air and you can't really put a meter on that. In terms of downloads, I really don't know that we track that. And again, once there's a download, we don't necessarily know whether that downloaded file is then shared. You know, much like you have newspapers that people will buy, when you're looking at newspaper circulation, there's a subscription and then there's exposure. And sometimes the same issue of a newspaper will be looked at by 4 or 5 people, but it's only one purchase. If that comparison has any meaning, it does kind of translate down to the same comparison. I believe in some countries where repeaters are not as commonplace, we rely more on downloads. In other countries, like certainly the U.S., repeaters and even some FM and shortwave stations are very big.
So you've got 2 years now under your journalistic belt with the Amateur Radio Newsline. What do you foresee for the next 2 or 3 years?
Oh boy, crystal ball time. I don't know. I would like to think we're going to continue in this direction, adding more voices from around the world, adding more listeners, reporting on advances in technology, reporting on legislation that we can't foresee happening just yet, reporting on trends from the maker fairs to software-defined radio. It's hard to know, but one thing I know, we will respond to whatever is out there and we'll give it a good hearing and write about it because if people care about it, we owe it to tell the story. One thing I'd like to say is people should realize that although we are a small and very hardworking crew, Amateur Radio Newsline belongs to the world amateur community. This is your newscast. If you have news, if you have a story to tell, if you have an accomplishment, to talk about, if you have an emergency, whatever it might be, we're here to report and to respond responsibly. And we have an inbox at arnewslinetips@gmail.com. arnewslinetips@gmail.com. And we encourage people to write us. We do respond. We're happy to respond. I would like hams around the world to know that this is your newscast, and we encourage you to take ownership of it and to be a part of it and reach out to us if you feel there's something we need to hear. We want to hear from you.
And that concludes our few minutes with Karen Murray, KD2GUT, copy editor of the Amateur Radio Newsline since July 10th, 2015, replacing the late Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, a mentor to many, including RAIN founder and producer Hap Holly, KC9RP. Next week, we'll revisit Handy Hams, a ham radio organization celebrating its 50th anniversary and a new program coordinator. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2017 RAIN. All rights are reserved. Now for you Newsline affiliates who haven't tried adding the RAIN Report at the end of your weekly nets, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from all of us connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com, at The Rain Report on Twitter, and somewhere in the deep recesses of iTunes. The Rain Report can be transmitted under a Creative Commons license. Keep on hamming!